Hello.
Yes, hello. Welcome to AMC Press & Co. How may we help you? Oh, yes. Right.
Oh
Marco,
yes,
you're in. Thank
yes.
God.
How are you?
Good, good. Yes, like we said, it's AMC Press & Co. And.
And I hate to cut you short, Redhead, but we have some unfortunate news. As you
What?
know, if you were paying attention to the news, ladies and gentlemen, a CH-53 Stallion helicopter crashed off of Oahu. They made a decision to suspend the search without finding survivors, which was particularly difficult, said a Captain James Jenkins, commander of the Coast Guard's 14th District. As of right now, here are those that are currently, as we know of, are deceased. Major Sean N. Campbell, Captain Brian T. Kennedy, Captain Kevin T. Roach, Captain Stephen R. Torbert, Sergeant Dylan J. Simolina, Captain Adam C. Schuller, Sergeant Jeffrey A. Sempler, Sergeant William J. Turner, Corporal Matthew R. Drown, Corporal Thomas J. Jardis, Corporal Christopher J. Orlando, and Lance Corporal Tyler Ty L. Hart. May they all rest in peace, and our sympathies to the families for their loss. We hope that the bodies are recovered and as soon as possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'm going to say that they died doing their duty in defending their country in a domestic area. But the whole point of this is that what I want to point out is that these Marines, doesn't matter if they served in Iraq or not, they're all heroes. They risk their lives every day doing stuff like this, and this is a perfect example of that. So that's really all I have to say about it.
I
Blackwood,
agree.
what's your thoughts on it?
You know, Blackwood, I'm Redhead.
Yeah, thank you, sorry.
I guess, in terms of the fact that it just happened today,
it happened on the 14th. But
wow. So it happened on the 14th,
yes.
And they're just now getting to this, right?
Yes.
I
Well, I
feel
mean, like
extremely
this is a fairly recent decision. I've been keeping track of the articles over the past couple of days, and it was actually two CH-53 super, which by the way are the biggest helicopters that the Marines have right now. And if you've ever seen those things up close, they're huge. We're talking hurricane force winds from their rotors. So, but what really surprised me though was the incident that happened. Apparently there was a collision and then a crash in Oahu, which surprises me because usually that accidents like that are rare, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean,
it was
it
a real
is.
Shock.
Yeah,
Me,
absolutely. It is rare. It is rare. I mean, it is one of those things that I guess I didn't know about this until today, and it's a horrible thing, and I totally wish them well.
Yeah, we all do.
I totally wish them well.
Especially their
friends. Yeah, absolutely. And definitely not,
And I wish they could continue the search, but unfortunately, at this point, they know that there's no survivors. You know?
Well, they don't know that yet.
Well, they suspended the search.
Well, then they know that there's no survivors.
That was what I was saying, Red Hood.
Does it turn into a recovery situation now?
The recovery situation has been suspended.
Ah, okay.
And I just named the 12 missing Marines that were identified. If you came in late, I apologize, but I can't say the names again.
We will not say the names again. Because we have a lot to get to.
Heartbreaking.
It's absolutely heartbreaking.
I hope it goes out to the families. You know?
Oh, yeah. I think that when you complete any mission, whether it be military or otherwise.
It was a training scenario. I mean, like, this is what surprised me, is that, like, this happened. Like, we know it was an accident. Like, this is my theory on technology. You cannot trust it, because sometimes it goes haywire and mistakes like this happen. And unfortunately, those mistakes are fatal. You know? And I nearly drank out of the wrong can. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on from
Let's move on.
Let's move on to happier things.
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hey,
hello.
Yes,
are all the commentators of the show now are all here. Also, this just in from bustle.com.
Yep.
We told you that we were going to come back with any news making of a murderer. This just in 18 hours ago, that the photo of Teresa Halbach might hold the evidence that
changed. Red Hood, here's something I love the most, though, is that finally it's a Republican being a hypocrite. The carnage in Paris by French legislation on carrying weapons.
Well, yes, but before we get
Trump,
to that...
You're a real estate owner. Shush.
Yeah.
First off.
I mean, before we get to that... Before we get to that, back to the... For a minute, just a slight sliver of a minute...
Here we go.
There is cases that, in terms of making him a murderer, that can totally change Stephen Avery's case regarding... Teresa Halbach's key, and that's all we'll go into.
Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen,
that's all we'll go into for now.
This is all translated from French. Yes, we do understand the French.
Yes. Now back to the French article. Yes, go ahead.
Well, finally, Donald Trump is a vulture. I'm translating this from French because iPod app. Yay.
Hasn't he always been a vulture?
Well, it was a theory until now. I mean, when you think about it, here's a fun fact. This is how spoiled he is. This is the reason why he never shuts up. He, as a young lad, when his father passed away, he was given a trust fund of $1 million. Who gives their child a $1 million trust fund?
People who work their asses off and
No.
I can tell exactly who. I can tell exactly who can.
A rich,
does that.
And corrupt,
rich people.
Yeah, a rich, corrupt person.
The 1%.
Exactly. The corrupted 1%. Well, probably 10% now.
Yeah.
10%.
Maybe 0.1%.
And it's not just the Republicans that are guilty of this. I'm just going to go out and say the 1% of the Democrats that are rich, they're guilty of it too. You know? But anyway, moving on to this. The night of Friday to Saturday, shortly after the attacks, the ambassador of France to the United States, Gerard Araud, unsheathed a tweet assassin against Donald Trump, calling him a vulture. This message is disgusting, lack of decency, vulture.
Well, as we know, that Donald Trump basically responds to most everything that is tweeted at him.
Yeah, because he's a vulture and a troll.
Well, yes, but he's trolling the internet because he's Trump. Ha ha ha. But yet the tweet, the tweet in question was aimed at Trump, and the linking of the tragedy attacks of the drastic French legislation on carrying weapons and the ambassador that related.
Now, look, I do kind of agree with this on this one though. Trump, you're making a good point, but when you're talking about the French already know this already.
Yeah, and the intelligence was 6 hours ahead of us. So when all this is
I saw where you were going there.
Yeah, and so when all this is being reported,
why do you think Germany knew about the Munich attacks 6 hours before us?
Right, and so when all of that was being reported, guess what flies around the daisy chain? Oh yeah, the stupid Republican pundits.
I mean, here's the thing too, is that like even the French have a Republican Party. The difference is this: the French Republican Party is not as corrupt as corporate owners running the Republican Party.
Well, no, corporate owners of what? Petrol, Shell, the S&P. Oh wait, the ABC, the AM. Oh wait,
CNN.
The A&T. What?
Fox News? Oh, that's right. The liars of Fox News.
Ah, yes. The liars of Fox. I mean,
let's not forget about the Democrats, too. They also have liars.
Oh, yes. The lies of faux news.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But also that the lies of faux news and the lies of the fact that Republicans, or rather the Democrats, have that.
The tweet is deleted, and the history? Nope. That night at a meeting in Texas, Trump thought clever to say, "Look at Paris with the laws on wearing of the most restrictive weapons in the world. No one had weapons except the wicked."
Well,
that's actually not true.
Let's take this off road for a second. You know, in terms of scrutinizing this article,
here's the part that Trump doesn't understand. I was in Paris in 2009. By the way, that place is crawling with French soldiers, and they're armed. Okay? So when you're saying the question...
And they're not armed with baguettes.
No, they're armed with 5.56 NATO rifles. We're talking about nasty guns here. Okay? We're talking about people that, like, if you so much as say I'm going to bomb the place, they're going to put one in your leg.
And then also, you know, his quote is, "If they had weapons, if our people were armed, shot." Do you seriously, for 1 second, suggest that you and your two-page hairdo are actually armed? Do you have do you stockpile weapons in your hair?
It'd be funny if he did. Look at that crazy hair. I mean, you could hide a freaking RPG in there.
Exactly. You know, a mini bald eagle. It's so.
Not while I'm drinking, please.
Yeah, I mean, mini bald eagle. Yeah, what the hell? You know, it comes into
oh,
the.
Sorry, that was
I'm imagining.
Yeah,
I'm imagining when he comes into the Republican debate the next time, he will pretty much go,
Redhead. I can just picture it now, right? He goes like, it's like Ronald Reagan and being a Muppet, but that was too soon. I apologize. But,
no, I mean, it's totally fine. Ronald Reagan's in a cryo generator.
Oh, Jesus. No, that's Walt Disney that's in a cryo generator.
All of them are in a cryo generator, no matter what.
Horrible. Horrible. No, but here's what I'm saying, though. It's like I just picture Trump at the next debate. So, anyway, what I was going to say was,
and every 5 seconds... You know.
Exactly.
Every 5 seconds and Cruz is looking at him like, What is going on? Cruz is looking at him fucking...
We put a discount into office. Why?
Figueroa is going, what the hell is he on? You know,
John
next to him...
Indeed? John Ecstasy? I don't know.
Well, next to him is Christie, and Christie goes, Trump, did you bring that phone from New Jersey? Illegally.
How dare you?
Oh, how dare you? Oh, wait, I have won against you against the road, but that's okay. You know, but yet he brings it over to France. And
that's like, probably a nest of bald eagles in there that we don't even know about.
Exactly. You know, French bald eagles at that. Oh, fuck.
Right.
That's, you know, come on. That's really, really something. But yet,
We for sure. I am a bald eagle. My name is
a bald eagle. I'm a bald eagle.
My name is Napoleon. Yeah. And I am from France.
Yeah, exactly. My name is Bald Eagle Napoleon, and I am from France, and I don't give a shit about your Trump, even though
I
love you as a
dick.
Right.
My name is Napoleon Bald Eagle Bonaparte.
Yes,
right.
And my residence is in Trump's head.
Trump's toupee.
Yes, my residence is toupee. Plaza.
111, Trump's toupee, street.
Yeah.
Which,
I mean,
that makes sense.
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
Have you seen that crazy hairdo he has? Holy crap.
Yes, I have. I don't know. I think he needs a better stylist.
Oh, and it gets better.
A stylist? Maybe he should go to, like, Malcolm's or something like that.
Oh,
he needs to buy a better hairstylist.
Oh, my God.
No,
he
can't. You
ladies
can't
and gentlemen,
buy a better
it even gets
style.
Better. It even gets funnier because Sarah Palin just wrote her John Hancock that she's supporting Trump.
My God.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, when they all got together for the Republican debate.
Vice President, are you kidding me?
You know, like Sarah Palin in the background drinking a Starbucks, you know.
Trump and Palin, are you kidding me? Really?
No, she's saying, of course, make America great. Then why are you buying Starbucks? Starbucks is your company.
Yeah, I mean, it might be the worst company, but if you really look seriously at the symbol...
Okay, look, in Starbucks' defense, their coffee is awesome.
Yeah,
your
coffee's
yes.
awesome, but it's like $5.50 a cup. Like,
that's how they make their money. But anyway, here's
damn
what I'm saying.
Starbucks.
Okay, look, hold up. Can I just say something, Red Hood?
Absolutely.
As your vice president, you're choosing Sarah Palin. The woman who had the gall to say, I know about Russia because I can see it from my backyard.
Yeah. Yep.
And polar bears are not endangered, and they're just unlucky. Are you kidding me?
And also, she came close, but never probably said, I can see polar bears from the White House.
I would laugh. At that point,
I mean,
that is basically, of course, where the Secret Service should be like, all right, lady, get the hell out.
I mean, I could just imagine, couldn't you, Allison, a Secret Service person coming up and says, yes, do you really see polar bears from your house?
Yes, I do. I have binoculars. Really?
Are they binoculars that can spot the lunar planets actually lining up this week?
Well, yeah, I forgot about that. A little awesome fact, the planets are going to align.
Exactly.
Which,
so, I mean...
By the way, is... My God, the Mayans were off by 4 years.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway... I mean...
Take your kids and run! No, I'm kidding.
That's
take
why
your
everybody
kids, take
died.
Your wife, take your Republican, take your doctors, and run.
if Trump gets in, chances are, of course, the world will probably go to hell in a handbasket.
But yet, Trump is fucked clever... cleverly say, or he thinks that he's being clever, look at tariffs and the laws wearing the most restrictive of wearing the most restrictive weapons around the world. No one has weapons except the wicked.
And I love the fact, later in the quote, Red Hood. I love this thing where it says make America great again. How are you going to make America great again if you're cutting funds for the military, if you're going to downsize the military, which, by the way, when you think about it, the military is not what you want to take out in this kind of situation because of the fact that, ISIS, you got to deal with other terrorist groups like the Al-Qaeda still is out there somewhere, the Hezbollah, the Hamas, you still got to deal with all those crazy psychopaths. And on top of that,
right.
you got North Korea testing nukes in fucking North Korea. You know?
Right. But then, like,
you have to think about this, okay? You want to get rid of people that were not born in this country, or whose family is not from this country. Who is actually from this country? Look at the ancestry of people. White people from Europe.
No.
Black people from Africa. And Jamaica and Haiti and the Dominican Republic.
Right.
Who's really American?
Nobody's really American. When you come down to it, we're all from Europe.
And God knows wherever else, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you can't say...
from Mars. I know about the aliens.
Right.
I can see Mars from my house.
Exactly. You can see Mars from your house.
I'm telling
you.
Oh, my God. Red Hood, I just had this funny thought.
Yeah.
Imagine if Sarah Palin actually said that in one of her debates.
Yeah, and I'm also imagining, I can also see...
I can also see Iraq from my house.
I could see every country from my house. Well, your house must be pretty damn big with Scott tissues in it. And,
exactly.
And, you know.
Must be the size of your month, lady. Jesus.
I mean, look at the size of it. I mean, and then back to this article then. He said, well, you know, if they had weapons armed at our people, they had the right to bear arms, and the situation would have been very, very different. Wait a second, Trump. Let's say, in all defense...
Hold up, Sparky. There's the white people who are a minority, so that's about, 100 million people. And then, of course, you got 200 million other people, which are not white. Now, if you piss those people off, Trump, does the name Custer mean anything to you?
No, not only Custer, but, like, anything else.
Oh, yeah, the rip in South Africa against the Zulu, you know?
Well, the Zulu Nation, but, you know, you have more, yeah, you have more of a shit.
The Brits tried, like, let me just give you a bit of a history lesson here. I apologize, Red Hood, I had to do this, because... Do you know how many times the Brits lost to the Zulu before they actually won a battle against the Zulu?
How many times?
I hate to tell this to you guys, but they lost about 40 battles before actually beating the Zulu at Rorke's Drift, which, by the way, was out of sheer luck. You know, I mean the Brits were surrounded on all sides by Zulu warriors. An army of Zulu, 40,000 strong, versus a company of about 100 British soldiers. You know?
Yeah, and, you know, he says...
How they even won is mind-boggling. I'm like, yeah.
But then he also says that,
if you're not from this country, get the hell out.
Right, and even... He tried to tweet the French Prime Minister over Twitter, and the French Prime Minister said, fuck this, I am not going to...
Was this the British Prime Minister or the French Prime Minister?
The French Prime Minister.
I'm telling you, that French Minister is no joke.
You know, but but the PS deputy of Plaza Calabas guy did a quote. Describe the American billionaire as an
greedy asshole.
Which is basically what he is. Oh yeah. I mean, there's no sense of telling you.
Look, he supports the big corporation. He doesn't support the little people.
Right. And the only person in this, you know, battle does support the little people.
What baffles me is that how many people are supporting this moron?
Well, because they don't know any better. It's sort of like when Palin ran for president, you know.
That was interesting. That was actually very, very entertaining.
I remember I was at a restaurant. I was at the Cornelius Street Cafe down at Baker Street. And
your street?
Cornelius Street. Yeah. Cornelius Street.
Oh, my God. That's actually a street. I actually had no idea.
Yeah, it is a street.
But, Inspector Basil of Baker Street.
I remember I said to my friend, okay, right, I'm going to look up at every time Palin says that she can't see the forest for the trees. And then I'm going to take a swig of my Coke and my gin and Coke, and then I'm going to go back to writing.
Of course you can't see the forest, because there's trees everywhere.
Of course.
Yes.
But she can't see the trees, which are right in front of her.
Come on. Cut down those trees. It's cutting down the view of my forest.
Yeah, or, you know.
Really?
She really pretends like she's actually in something. Yeah. You know. And
the
yet.
The animals are alive with the sounds of trees. You stupid woman.
You know, you stupid git. How would you lie?
Exactly.
It's like, how would you like Rodgers and Hammerstein to come over and basically go,
God,
you got the lyrics wrong?
Oh, I love it. God. Red Hood. This article, I just read it, this one that we're going to read next. Hollywood celebs declare war on the Trump, on the Donald, with hashtag stop hate, dump Trump. Hey, that's going to go on splendidly, isn't it?
I mean, Allison, what do you think of all this?
I'm actually happy that people are doing what's right when it comes to...
Here's the part, Allison, that shocks me, is that celebrities are in on all of this. Even celebrities hate Trump. It's hysterical, really.
It's going to... And I don't see him ever getting into office.
God, if he gets into office, I'm moving.
I mean, the day he gets into office is the day that the White House becomes orange and
I think, of course, if Donald does get in, he's not. Everybody's gonna leave. It'll be like, you know what? We're leaving.
Even the White House staff is gonna say,
"See ya."
We're going the other way.
Thank you very much.
I think even the military would like. I think even the U.S. military is going to be like, are you kidding me?
Like, seriously?
Well, you know,
absolutely.
Like, well, see ya.
See you. Wouldn't want to be. Oh, wait. Sorry.
Oh, wait. Excuse that's me. Right. That's right. We have to rebel and overthrow the government because now we got this.
We have to rebuild. Will you excuse us? You know.
Excuse
and now.
We're just going to take care of something. Mr. Trump. Yes, you're under arrest. Why?
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is that, you know, Kerry Washington, Jane Fonda, Johnny Glover, Cynthia Nixon, and Lou Tomlin.
I used to hate Obama, but now I'd rather have Obama in office.
Well, yeah, they all have one thing in common, which is basically...
They're all idiots.
No, that they don't want this guy elected. On Wednesday, hundreds of celebrities and respected figures basically stormed Trump Tower. Why?
You know what would really make me laugh? Is if during the election nobody voted. And it gets quiet.
if during the election
it just gets, like, really, really quiet.
Well, no, if during the election what, we missed it.
I said it would be funny if, like, during the election nobody voted for anybody. Sure. Like, well, screw you guys.
It might come to that. I mean, like, you might have that. Because looking at it from the Republican point of view.
Oh, God.
Right, you have the endless parade.
You too. I mean, you got to keep in mind, too, that nobody likes who's running right now.
The Republicans don't even like him. So he is a fighting.
Which cracks me up.
And the winner of the 2016 presidential race is Martin O'Malley.
Hell, I'd rather have Christie as president.
Like, well, God, that's what we're saying. I mean, if it came down to that,
look,
this program would probably...
Christie would make a better president than Trump, hands down. Okay?
Well, Christie would make a better president than Trump. Anybody on that ticket would make a better, attack at Trump.
I think, like if any of those two make it into office, we're all screwed.
But, yeah, also the fact that, like...
And all Donald Trump needs now is the chaplain, and then you'll see the hypocrisy of what he's doing. It's like, oh, I'm not like Hitler. Really? You want to get rid of all the Muslims out of this country? You stupid fool. You are just like him.
Right. And also...
The difference
is, though,
like
is that Hitler did not want the Muslims out. He wanted the Jews out of his country. Now you're telling me that you're not like Hitler, yet you want to get rid of Muslims out of this country? You are stupid, sir.
History
is repeating itself.
Both parties
this time, it's not a German or Austrian, whatever the hell Hitler was. This time, it's a Yank.
That also gives people in the United States a bad name,
He's giving America a second black eye. That's what he's doing. It's supposed to be of religious freedom. Does it just mean the Christians and the Jews? No. It also means pagans, Islam.
No.
I understand, of course, that some Muslims are bad. Not all of them are crazy. Trust me, I know. I have several friends that are in that religion, and they are nothing like these terrorists.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
If you think that somebody who wears a turban, if you believe that everybody who wears a turban is a terrorist,
you're sadly mistaken.
You are a racist bigot and a damn fool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every person who wears a turban is not a terrorist.
They're shouting Allahu Akbar and they're running at you with an AK-47. That's a terrorist.
Yeah, totally right.
Yeah.
But yet, everybody else could not be reached for comments, in this celebrity thing. But if you do want to go onto the website and join, this and thousands more, go to StopHateDumpTrump.com. At StopHateDumpTrump.com.
Sorry, I'm reading.
Yeah.
Over reporting the facts about his biggest business failure.
We also have that. His businesses. Let's just say that.
Can I read Trump's quote unquote own words? I didn't want to have no liability, so I used junk bonds. And I accept the blame for that, but I would do it again, he said. But Trump vehemently denied the deal represented a personal failing or affected his personal wealth. This was not personal. This was a corporate deal. Bullshit, he said, which, by the way, I call complete bullshit on. If you write this one, I'm suing you. Well, guess what, Trump? Big middle finger to you. You dug
now,
the
also,
hole by getting it out.
Yeah, and not, this is not a personal deal. It was a corporate deal. It really doesn't matter
And again, I quote, I'm talking about banking institutions, not these junk bonds, which are ridiculous, Trump testified, according to the transcripts of hearing. The funny thing with junk bonds is that junk bonds are what really make the company junk. Again, bullshit. Trump received the approvals that he needed for the Taj, but the prime rate loans never materialized. Determined to move forward, he turned to the very junk bonds that he derided in the hearing. He agreed to pay the bond lenders 14% interest, roughly 50% more than he had projected, to raise $675 million. It was the biggest gamble of his career.
Yes, but then writing a book that was saying, Make America Great Again.
How?
It's probably the biggest failure of your career because nobody's picking it up.
The Washington Post reviewed hundreds of pages of legal, regulatory, financial records relating to the Taj Mahal. Guess what? He tried to buy or sell the Taj Mahal. Hold on, Red Hood.
Yeah.
The Post found that Trump's statements during the campaign about his company's bankruptcies played down to his personal role in the downfall of the Taj. Trump took extreme risks in a shaky economy, leveraged to the Taj deal with high-cost debt, and ignored warnings that Atlantic City would not be able to attract enough gamblers to pay bills. Documents and interviews show.
So if the documents and interviews show that he has no...
If he'll make America great as he made the Taj Mahal... it's the casino, not the real Taj Mahal. Never mind, I apologize.
It's the casino in Atlantic City, but yet all of his businesses have failed.
Look what happened to the Taj Mahal casino. You really want that to happen to the States?
No.
No, I certainly don't.
But yet, you know, the funnier thing about his business dealings is that, you know, he wanted in the end to screw everybody.
Like every single politician in world history.
Right, but he's going to do the same thing in Ireland. Now.
Oh yeah, I forgot he's Irish American.
Well, no, they tried to do the same thing in Ireland, and
it didn't really work out.
Didn't really work out for you. Well,
you got kicked out of Ireland too, by the way.
Yeah. But, you know, he tried to put a golf course there.
Get the hell out of the land of the green.
Right, and he tried to put a golf course there. Didn't work out too well.
Nope.
He got
kicked out by his own fellow ancestors. By his own cousins in Ireland. I love the irony.
The irony is great. But
in Norway for being Norwegian-American.
But that does it for Trump tonight. In our disability news category, we have what, Allison?
Allison?
Uh-oh.
Allison?
I'm here.
Nope.
Yes. We have what in our disability news category?
Yes. The feds are now increased spending on special education and
disability
programs.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Wow.
Yeah,
crap, $1.1 trillion?
Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah.
My God,
it's absolutely
the government
huge.
Is doing something.
That's huge.
Okay, mute out if you're going to type.
That was not me, so whomever it was.
Whomever it was, please stop. So, no, I mean, the thing about boosting the spending on special education is a great thing. Because
it is.
The Obamas basically said before Hussein Obama's term was up.
When you think about that name, holy God, that's terrifying.
Well, it's not as terrifying as we might think.
That's right. He's not Saddam Hussein.
No, he killed Saddam Hussein.
No, he killed Osama.
Right. But yet,
which,
I
by
think,
the way, Obama, hats off to you for that, and hats off to the Navy SEALs for that. SEAL Team 6, all the way.
Right, but also, the other thing about this special education housing is that it gets, the bill gets for disability programs as well as advocates say that the federal government is a step in the right direction.
We just can't go backwards.
Which
we have to go forward at this point.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And $1.1 trillion, and they're getting that.
$1.1 trillion
from...
is no joke. Holy God.
You no, know? It's not. Because within the last
that's
2
huge.
Years. Yeah,
that's
within
a,
the last 2 years.
How, my question,
yes.
though, is how the hell are we using this money, yet we're still in debt?
That's another question that we can't really answer right now. But
yeah.
Let's go to the government then. So,
well,
Mr. Obama, how exactly do you plan on paying this since we're still, I don't know, $20 trillion in debt?
Well,
yeah,
most of the gains.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But most of the gains are modest.
For comments at this time? Okay.
Right. But even they say that most of the gains are modest, especially because when spread across the 50 states, advocates say, but there have been years of cutbacks, and any rise is a good sign. So, with that said, $1.1
trillion
is
a shitload
really
of money. That's actually, oh, God. You know what I would do with $1.1 trillion? I would donate it all to the Wolf Fund.
They would be some mighty happy wolves.
That and the wolf sanctuaries would be very happy.
Oh,
or
yeah. Or you can build your own wolf sanctuary for that matter. But
oh, I would
you
love
know,
doing that. I'd hire you. I'd hire anybody who likes wolves.
Except I don't think that would be a great idea since I sell violins.
Violins are made out of cats, not wolves.
No. No, but yet the plan specifically calls for $16 million for housing for people with disabilities, increases in Social Security increases at Social Security to improve administrative services, the government's respite to care initiative, the initiative of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention of developmental disabilities efforts will also see more money. Meanwhile, the funding of the state under the Individuals with Disabilities Act, the IDEA, for school aged children is up to $415 million. Lindsay Jones also said that the vice president's chief policy and advocacy officer in the National Learning Center for Disabilities said that the uptick is relatively small compared to total spending on special education and will likely have a limited effect.
Exactly.
However, would be incredibly felt, you know, and we definitely need an increase besides, it's nowhere near fully funding the IDEA.
Well, it's better than nothing,
so,
you know, I mean, I'm happy about that.
It's better than nothing, exactly, it's better than nothing, but, you know, there's still a long way to go. There's a long way to go, and it's going to continue with our next president. And, you know, who knows, Allison, in terms of...
My worry is this.
Yeah.
What happens when Trump gets into office and he decides to cut funding on special needs?
Well, then he's a moron and we all fight.
That's when we special needs people rise.
No,
yeah.
that's when we special needs people, especially these special needs people on this podcast,
rise and we fight.
And we go to the White House.
We have to.
Oh, no. And we go to the White House and we record from the White House And we...
Welcome to the podcast, reporting from you live from the Oval Office.
Oh, and that can be done.
That would be
awesome.
You know how funny that would be, though, when you think about it? Like something like
it
that.
Would be badass.
That would be awesome.
It would be badass.
The Clippers person, can you bring us a taco?
I don't know what a taco is. You know...
Yeah, your muscle and no brain.
I got it.
But
I got rid of everybody that came in and made awesome food. Well, what about Italian food?
Oh gosh, no!
Absolutely, oh yeah.
I would slap somebody if you asked me what Italian food is.
The whole Philly juice team would just crumble.
All right, so...
All right. Allison, what do you think?
We're running out of time.
But we
got to go through all these other articles, too.
We got to get through stuff. Allison, what do you think on the back end of this, though?
Well, her silence is overwhelming.
And she's writing.
And what is she writing?
Oh, yeah, she's telling us to finish the show. Yes, okay.
Oh, right. Skipping your article, Red Hood, let's go on to the All of Us section.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the... This is about the privacy control on the internet. Well, it's back. If we thought that...
To be honest, I kind of agree with the whole privacy thing.
Well, in what way? Because it's going to...
Well, because the government is not going to protect you all the time. That's what I'm saying. Like, if Congress is unwilling or unable to act to protect American privacies or take actions that are insufficient, the states are more than willing to step up and fill the void. This is why, of course, we have a state government.
Right.
The governments have every right to control themselves. If the government is unable or unwilling to help out, that's when the states take action.
Well, yeah, and the states take action in various ways, a lot of them being that prevents them in digital age. So the fact that we all have the internet, like Robin's wanted to see if he could use a school-issued laptop for schoolwork. I communicate with his friends such as email and video.
Exactly.
But he did not want to, however... want his school remotely turning off his laptop, turning on the laptop with the webcam and talking to hundreds of pictures and taking hundreds of pictures of him, including when he was partially undressed. And
that's creepy.
Sleeping. But that happens. Then also, Richard Wade...
A little girl got in trouble just because, of course, his father sent him a text message. Ooh, wow, how threatening is that?
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah. And then...
And his friend dancing in a bathroom while his friend held a BB gun was gang-related. How is holding a BB gun gang-related?
It's not. I mean,
I
think that it's all of this stuff is... It's policy control, and it's also going... We have to do something. We have to do something now. And if we have to do something now, then
riots are going to be taken away.
Well, privacy is going to be taken away, but also a lot of other things are going to be taken away,
too.
The freedom for dogs.
You had to go there.
Of course I had to go there. It's such a high show. But yet,
Yes?
But, you know, the Freedom for Dogs initiative has everybody up in arms, especially the dogs, because they're not free. But yet, in terms of the Freedom for Dogs initiative, it's just...
It's really hard to train a cat. Reason why? Because they feel like that you're their slave and that you have to do everything that they want.
No, it's the other way around.
Oh, is it the other way around, or are you just an overbearing cat person?
No, it's the other way around in terms of stuff. But yet, specifically the fine policy of 60 million.
Can you imagine an attack cat?
No, we cannot imagine.
I can't imagine that.
Continue,
sorry.
Red Hood.
But back into this article, that specifically the plan, which, you know, is for piracy. Oh, wait. Wrong article. The plan.
Oh shit! This is a wrong article.
Wrong article. Yeah. Wrong thing. Okay.
There we go.
So there we go. So specifically, all this piracy stuff and privacy stuff is really getting.
Jesus Christ, Johnny.
I guess.
Get
yeah.
the hell out of me.
I guess that, like, the last stuff, I guess on Monday's show we will get into the rest of this, but I guess we'll have to wait until Monday because we're out of time. That's right, we're out of time.
My God,
so,
there is time.
There isn't.
No, I was being sarcastic, Red Hood.
Yeah, there isn't time. There's never time. But yet we will get into the four articles of privacy and stuff like that. In terms of consumer groups and everything like that. But yet, we aren't useless, and we can tell you this, that the show is produced by sticking to iPhones, soon to be Yeti phones, or any other phones. And that, although this concludes our show for tonight, please tune in on Monday for more satire. That's right, satire.
Have a lovely night.
Satire.
And please stay safe. Yeah. Please stay safe in this upcoming major storm coming.
Oh,
absolutely.
God, yeah.
And yes, and so
the fallen.
So from our Swing Satire podcast, all of you, what do we say? Good night, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.